radio adventure. Get even better.
Live.
Uncensored.
Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are on. Yes, we are. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, on this Monday night broadcast of Uncensored Radio Free America. Doesn't seem like there are too many things free in America these days, although Baby Bush will refer to us as a free nation and his wars of aggression as in the name of freedom. Well, this is one of the few things that is free, ladies and gentlemen, so far. And tonight we welcome back, for the first visit of the new year, none other than Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster. Hello, Bob.
Hello there.
How are you? I like your voice tonight. You sound rather relaxed and rather somber.
Well, I am.
You are. Good for you, Bob. Thank you for staying up late to be on this program. It's a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
You always, you know that. I have your latest Chapman report, as it were, the forecaster. And, of course, you begin by dealing with, of all things, of course, the economy. And I dare say that some of the so-called experts are almost getting to the point where they can spell the word that begins with R, recession. And you, of course, have been a little bit ahead of the game, for the last, maybe the last 20 years or so, but more particularly this last year and a half or so, when you've come right out and admitted, yeah, we're going full steam into a recession, and now the depression is the next stop. And essentially, Bob, you say there is no way the Fed, Washington, and Wall Street can stop the recession and the direction in which the economy is headed. And may I say that I don't think that if they could, they would. I think that they have planned things this way. Go ahead, Bob. Your turn.
Well, I think that they wanted all of this to happen.
Sure.
The problem that they're faced with is that things are not working out the way that they had hoped that they would regarding the Middle East.
Mm-hmm.
It is a complete disaster for them compared to what was supposed to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll be in the Middle East for a long time because it's a jumping-off point. They can overlook the oil industry within all of those countries. And at the same time, capture the opium trade in Afghanistan. And I think they're going to try to break up Pakistan. And they want that as another safe route to move their narcotics, among other things. And I think a good part of that was not planned that way, and they've had to improvise. And but they can't improvise with the deteriorating economy, which, as we said earlier, was deliberately caused.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether there's going to be some untoward event that is going to cause things to more rapidly deteriorate, but in all likelihood, there probably will not be. And this recession and going into depression will probably be elongated, extended into about 3 to 4 years.
Mm. All right, very interesting. And that will prod me to ask some other questions. And we'll invite listeners to do so also. 800-313-9443. Jump on board now. Don't wait. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you are interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365. This is an urgent RBN financial bulletin. Have you ever thought about making a little extra money at home with your computer? If you have and you would like to make money by actually learning how to beat Bilderberger insiders at their own game, this will be the most interesting message you will ever hear. Here is why. We all know that knowledge is power, but what most people don't know about is how to gain the kind of knowledge that insiders would really rather that you didn't have. Once you get that knowledge, it then becomes a question of turning that information into financial gain. Well, there's now a very real chance you will actually be able to make money this way. Here's what it's all about. There's a new program available that teaches you how to scan the media for enormously profitable insider stories. Once you learn what's ahead for a given company, you'll have an enormous advantage over the rest of the market. Get the details at www.earlymorningadvantage.com. That's earlymorningadvantage.com or call 815-259-4552. Once again, the site is www.earlymorningadvantage.com.
The buzzards have control. We might as well face it. They intend to keep it.
And we're back now with Bob Chapman. Our number is 800-313-9443. Bob, the fact that we're in an election year this year, and whether or not we will have an election, and remains to be seen. There are those that feel that George Bush in his one last hurrah may indeed pull something, as we saw with 9-1-1. And yet there are those who have suggested that his puppet masters in Europe are not about to let him get away with that. And, you know, we've seen some examples maybe of CIA warfare going on with Russian intelligence and so forth, that they intend to have another puppet in the White House and have another election, maybe one more, but another one. Do you feel that given that reality, if we are going to have another election this year, presidential election, do you feel, I guess you've sort of implied, that any real collapse or total depression is something that can be forestalled until 2009, after the election and inauguration?
I think that they can stall it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can do that by, although it's not going to solve any problems.
No.
In the long run, they can continue to pump. They can continue to pump money and credit into the system, and they can, you know, keep it functioning. They're doing that right now, and as you have seen, when key components such as Citigroup and Merrill Lynch and Bear Stearns and there'll be others countrywide and next Washington Mutual, when they get into problems, more often than not, the money is coming from outside the country. That's for two reasons. Number one, they don't have to give the people who invest the money any say in the running of the company. They don't have to open their books up at all. And whereas if they made a deal with other American companies, they probably would. And they're allowing these people that run these sovereign trusts to dump dollars, which is something they really want to do. And so that and the combination of the increases in what used to be called M3, as well as the, you might call them, secret auctions that they have, and the European Central Bank is doing the same thing, they continue to do these things. Yes, they can easily run it beyond the next election.
Mm-hmm. Of course, we're hearing more now from Bernanke about another cut in interest rates, which you know, you've talked about before as being another last gap method of trying to forestall the inevitable. And that, of course, doesn't work anymore. You know, they've inflated the currency so much, they've devalued the dollar to the point where, of course, it is literally almost worthless. And now you see people, you know, you hear people in the last year complaining, talking about supermarket prices, groceries, and everything else going up. And we haven't even seen, really, the beginning of these energy crisis price levels going up with oil and so forth. So you can imagine the spinoff that that will generate. And my guess is that of course, this whole show of the presidential election of McCain and Hillary and Obama, everything is just an orchestrated event. That is, these candidates, none of them are beginning to even talk about the real cause of the problem. And Ron Paul was the only one who did. And, of course, they've shut him out. And you've seen what's happened. So, again, we're being given this delusion that these politicians are offering solutions when, in fact, I haven't heard any of them make any sense whatsoever except Ron Paul, and of course they have derided him for doing that. It's just an outrage to me.
Well, I think that's more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
I think that if people want to do something to change that, the first thing they do is in the primaries vote out everybody who's an incumbent and then elect Ron Paul as the President of the United States. I think that there's a good chance that those things can be accomplished. Ron has a reasonable amount of money that he can put to work, and I'm sure that he can raise that much more again, which would make $40 million. And so I think that they're not going to leave him out, no matter what they think. And I think as time goes on, he'll start showing better up in the elections, because his message is going to get to people, which heretofore it has not. And just a lot of people who don't know who he is and don't know what he stands for. And so I think that will change. We've got, you know, 5 months left before a nomination, and an interesting concept I mentioned before is that because of the battle royal that's going on in the Democratic Party, Mr. Bloomberg, who is the mayor of New York City, might run as an independent. And where they continue to shut Ron Paul out, were he to run as an independent, they would have four candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And that would change the structure totally. And as an independent, if he was forced to run that way, although I know he does not want to, and he said he wouldn't, but politicians do change their minds when there's a good reason to, or and otherwise for some of them, then I think a four-way battle would easily be winnable.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the questions I have on my mind, and I'm sure on your mind, is this this touchscreen voting system now is you know, all over the country. It's rampant, and it is being redirected. Votes are being changed and tampered with, and I don't think there's any question. We've seen that. We've seen some of the problems with the machines, and we've seen some of the fines that were paid, minor fines, indictments, you know, Diebold and so forth, the SNS machines, and no question in my mind that when someone like Dennis Kucinich wants a hand recount of the election and asks for it, and Ron Paul, as far as I know, is mum, you know, that we need to really worry, as I've said before, about whether or not we can affect change through the ballot box at this point. But that's one issue that, that we'll have to continue to debate. The other issue that I noticed that you have dealt, and you're one of the few, Bob, that has dealt with this issue of Bush's strange trip to the Middle East and why he suddenly decided that he had to go to Israel. You brought out the interesting proposition of Pollard, not Ron Pollard, but Jonathan Pollard, and how all of a sudden you were suggesting maybe that George Bush is going to try to spring Jonathan Pollard for Israel as a little gift for Israel to get them to do what he supposedly wants?
Well, not only that, I think it's an excuse to release the excuse will be to release a number of Palestinian prisoners that they have, and that'll make it look like there's an even exchange, like if they let a 1,000 or 100 or whatever it is Palestinians go, then all they get is Pollard. It supposedly will be an even swap. Pollard is a very irate. He was convicted and then during that process abandoned by his own people.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very bitter about it, and I certainly don't blame him under the circumstances. And Rafi Etienne has got a cabinet post in the current government in Israel.
Yeah.
And he's probably one of the nastiest creatures that's come out of Israel in a long time. And
no question.
In fact, for years he's worked with the CIA, even after he left his post in the Israeli government. And he has said that, and this is quoting Mr. Pollard and others in the Haaretz, which is a newspaper, that Etienne said that he would rather have seen Pollard dead. It would have been simpler. And so I think that about 85% of Israelis think Pollard should be released, but that doesn't mean anything because he's a fellow Zionist. And so they would think that. But that is part of the reason for the trip. And I think that he, Mr. Bush, will attempt and probably pardon him before he leaves office.
Mm-hmm. Well, we note that he was wearing the yarmulke at the Holocaust Museum, of course, and doing his little obedience dance to the puppet masters there. And in addition to that, I go back to Bill Clinton's little dance. You remember, Bill Clinton tried the same thing with John Pollard, and it didn't work. He wanted to hand them over a nice gift and be known as the peacemaker, but it didn't happen, did it? All right, we got a break, Bob. We'll take calls when we come back. Join us now at 800-313-9443. Rick Adams, Bob Chapman, our guest.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement, Focus Factor, absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
Hey, RBN has a new sponsor. It's called Freeze Dry Guy. That's right. Freeze-dried goods and foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way, as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy, freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. There's never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy of long-storing foods and preparedness supplies. Take a necessary step right now to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit www.freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy pays the freight within the lower 48 states. Visit RBN sponsor today. And we're back now with Bob Chapman. And those of you who like to subscribe, those new listeners tonight who would like to get on board and come to Bob's website, can avail themselves of the opportunity pretty easy. Huh, Bob?
They sure can.
How they can do that.
Well, the international forecast is about business, finance, economics, and social political issues all over the world. We produce an email version on Wednesdays and Saturdays, runs around 30 pages each time, and we have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you'd like to visit our site, that address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. If you'd like to email, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com. international_forecaster@yahoo.com. And if you'd like to call toll free to get a free copy, and which you can do off the site as well, contact 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Well, I see, before we go to the phones, I think I'll wait until after the half-hour mark. I see that gold, of course, tells us a very interesting story that you, of course, have been one of the many that have been talking about it. And, of course, the media boys have been trying to poo-poo it, and they've been trying to suggest that that we should not be paying attention to gold. It's a thing of the past, a relic of the past, and we just better forget about it, relegate it to the dustbins of history. But, you see, gold is speaking to us now. The price of gold, even though it's been suppressed, Bob, as you have said so many times, we're seeing just the beginning, I believe, of an avalanche of increases now, hovering up $900 an ounce. This is the highest I've ever known it to be, is it not?
Yes, it is. And it's unique under the circumstances, as you said. And if you just base the price of gold today in what it should be and use official government statistics on inflation since 1980, then it should be $2,368 an ounce. If you use real inflation statistics, we're talking of $3,000 or more an ounce. And it probably will take a year or two to get there. And if that's the case, we got to then add in the inflation, which is running at around 11.6% right now. We have to count in the inflation for the next couple of years. And so we're not talking about $3,000. We're talking about higher prices. Mm-hmm. And we're also talking about silver being over $100 an ounce as well.
Mm. That is absolutely fascinating. And I don't think there's any question that we're going to see that. Some people have predicted gold is eventually going to hit $2,500 an ounce. Do you foresee that possibility?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I just said that I see $3,000. $2,500 is a reasonable expectation.
So it could go even higher than $3,000, you think, huh?
Well, if you're going to have, let's say it takes 2 years to get there.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be $3,000, or maybe $5,000 or $6,000. It might last this hyperinflation that we're rolling into could last 4 or 5 years, and if that's the case,
right,
then we're talking of even higher prices. So nobody knows. All we know is that to make up for real inflation, it should be $3,000 an ounce.
Oh, absolutely. All right, we have the break now, and when we come back, we'll start taking calls. The number is toll-free. Jump aboard right now. We only have the hour, 800-313-9443 is the magic number that'll put you through to the Republic Broadcasting Network. And by the way, don't forget to support RBN, republicbroadcasting.org. Jump aboard, get online, and click on your support for RBN, and much more than that as well. And we certainly do covet your help and your support of our sponsors, because let's face it, ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing here tonight, you're not going to hear on MSNBC. You're not going to hear it on Fox or any of the other so-called honest and fair and balanced networks. Of that, you can be sure. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio, be right back in just 3 minutes with more of Bob Chapman.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
And we're back now with Bob Chapman, and we'll take some calls here at 800-313-9443. Let me start off first now with Doug in Texas. Hello, Doug. You're on the air.
Hi, Rick. And
yes.
Bob. I'm here in Texas, and all we see, bumper stickers, yard signs, and everything, all we see is Ron Paul, 99%. I've seen maybe three Hillary stickers and, you know, two Obama stickers and a Rudy sticker, I believe, and I've seen thousands and thousands of Ron Paul stickers during yards, the upper class, lower class, wherever you go, that's all there is. Ron Paul, Ron Paul, Ron Paul. And I know the news media is not biased against him. He's the only non-kosher candidate. He's the only one that didn't go get the blessings from Tel Aviv and the Antichrist, Jewish supremacist, apartheid state of Israel doesn't support him. And what do you think about the way that he's handled that by saying that, you know, we've treated them like a stepchild, we need to let them get out on their own, you know, and quit financing them and quit bossing them around? I mean, I think that's kind of funny, but what's your opinion on his handling of the the Israel situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think it's as much as he can do under the circumstances. I don't think we should be giving that kind of foreign aid to anybody. And it should have stopped years ago. I don't like the position and the influence that Israel has for many years exerted in Washington, mainly through the intercession of rich American Zionists. I think we should have an even-handed foreign policy. I also think that we should be closing all of these bases. What is there, 157 of them or whatever the large number is all over the world?
736.
736
admitted,
now?
Yeah.
736. And right. And I agree that we shouldn't have them. I think we should have been out of Western Europe long, long ago. At the very longest, we should have been out once the Soviet Union disintegrated, and that was about 15 years ago. And so there's no real reason for us to be there except for expansionist reasons,
mm-hmm.
Not only in Europe, they're lining up Kosovo right now, but also it has served as a jumping off point for military personnel and for hospitalization for those in the Middle East. And so I think all of that should be shut down. Of course, the Illuminists, they want bases everywhere so they can have war on demand to cover up their tracks when they mess up economies, whether it's an individual one or world economy. And so that's their attitude, and that's why we are where we are.
Well, I was just out walking around my property and out on the, about maybe 500 yards from my house, I found an anthill. So I went out there and started jumping up and down and rolling around because I want to fight them over there before they actually come up to my house and kill me. Or, you know, because I know they don't like me because they stung me all over.
And they're bigger than you.
Well, collectively, they are.
Yes.
So I thought I'd take care of them on their own territory.
That was a preemptive strike on your part. Is that what you're telling us?
Right, right.
I see. So you like this preemptive policy. I know you're being tongue-in-cheek, but...
No,
in all seriousness, though, having said what you said about the Ron Paul, you know, evidence in your community there, you figure what, the polling will show him at about 3% of the vote?
Probably not that.
Okay.
Did you see where they had the fair and balanced Fox reporting, and they had Frank Luntz with his focus group of randomly picked individuals, scientifically selected?
Sure.
How many people knew who Fred Thompson, you know, liked Fred Thompson? Three of them raised their hand, and there were 28 people in the room, and 20. After the debate, what do you think? 25 of them raised their hand.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Fred Thompson's so fantastic and everything. Does anybody have a loser in mind? Ron Paul.
There you go.
And then everybody raises their hand, that select, scientifically selected group. And then the ticker comes out where there are people actually texting in.
Uh-huh.
And it's Ron Paul, 35, Fred Thompson, 14, or something like that. So
the fix is in, and we know who the enemy is, and that campaign of Ron Paul has helped clearly delineate that factor, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
Amen. Thank you, Doug, for your call.
Right.
Appreciate it. Good hearing from you.
Yeah.
All right, let's move along. Ernie in Virginia now is next with Bob Chapman. Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Bob, and hi, Rick. Enjoyed your latest newsletter, Bob, especially your coverage on the fraud and abuse at the U.N. In your newsletter, you state, has reached staggering levels. Investigators are working on 250 financial and sexual offenses. Two-thirds are theft and fraud, and 80 are about sexual exploitation and abuse. Frauds and peacekeeping contracts involve $600 million. And having said that, Bob, what is amazing to me and is this UN Convention on the Law of the Sea and the administration's push. And in late October, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee voted 17-4 to go forward with the Lost Treaty, which would undermine American sovereignty, establish an international seabed authority, another world court, and undermine not only our national sovereignty, but give the UN international taxing authority. And I saw yesterday on the media that CFR member Senator Warner from Virginia, my state, who is an advocate for this Law of the Sea Treaty, has gone to South Carolina to help fellow CFR member Senator McCain. And my question to you is, Bob, what is the status on the treaty, and has McCain reversed his position recently? I thought I read somewhere he had some mixed reaction to it lately, but I'm not sure where we stand right now on the treaty. Do you have anything to add?
No, I don't. I haven't heard anything further than what you've heard. Warner has been a hawk on war for many, many years, and they were thinking of running him, but I guess they thought better of it. McCain is a total sellout. He did more to damage the MIA situation than anybody can believe.
Mm-hmm.
Just made an absolute mess of it. Wouldn't stand behind it. He's just another Manchurian candidate, if you may.
Right.
He thinks it's a big joke that people think that he is that type of person who has been brainwashed that way, and I think he has. But all of the candidates, it doesn't matter who is running, they're all the same. Same people pay for and control all of them, the only exception being Ron Paul. And that's why we're having the difficult time that we are getting any coverage for him, because they, as we all know, own the media. And so that kind of situation is going to continue as long as he runs. And the more following he gets, the fiercer the heat is going to be coming from Washington.
Well, thank you. And, Bob, one last thing. There was a book titled Crisis Investing in the Mid-70s by Mr. Casey. I'm not sure on his first name. It could have been Hugh. But in his book, he presented an argument based on the amount of paper currency in circulation at that time that gold should be $3,000 an ounce. Now, we're 30, 40 years since that time, and how much more paper money has been put into circulation. And one of your prior issues, you talked about the $1.7 trillion being added to the liquidity into the banking system with no real positive effect. So couldn't we say that the price of gold and silver and its current price today vis-a-vis other currencies has been so manipulated that potentially if we had a fair and open market, gold could even go above $5,000 an ounce?
Well, that's true, and his name is Doug Casey.
Oh, Doug Casey.
I used to speak at a lot of conferences where he spoke in former years. And I think Doug missed a point on that. It is the money and credit that they create and its effect upon the economy in the form of inflation. Only central banks can really create inflation, and if that is so, the creation of money and credit does that. What percentage of the total of money and credit that's issued becomes involved in inflation remains to be seen in each economy. It happens in a different way. So what you have to do is really look at the inflation numbers and not the increase in monetary aggregates, as they're called. Presently, M3, and an estimated basis, is increasing somewhere between 15% and 18%. So if we say the figure 16.5%, and the increase in productivity is even 3%, which I don't believe it is, but we'll say it is, you deduct that and you get 13.5% inflation. And so that's the figure that's important, because that you might call that the burn rate. If you hold a dollar in your pocket for a year, you're going to lose 13.5% in buying power. Right now, inflation is about 11.6%, and the manifestation of an increase in that because of the increase of money and credit will happen over this next year, and I think it'll go over 15% if they continue to increase money and credit the way that they have in the previous months and a total of 4 years that they've been doing this.
Well, thank you for the explanation and your outstanding international forecaster. It amazes me the extent of your coverage, and this was one of your better newsletters from A to Z, from the Real ID Act to the abuse of the veterans to the state of the economy. And your last section with the legendary funds manager, Julian Robison.
I was just looking at that. You know that? Yeah, go ahead. Tell us, sir.
Predicts global collapse stemming from the bursting of the real estate bubble, predicting 20 million people could lose their homes. And worse yet, when you go further into the discussion, you see utter global collapse. And ultimately, within 5 years, there could be food and water riots. You said the federal government under the U.S. Patriot Act II can create internal exile, and that is why detention facilities are being built to house 50 million or more citizens. And as you know, we don't see any of this in mainstream media. We're being had, but thank you, Bob, for bringing the news and the truth to the American people.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Ernie, for calling. Yeah, thank you, Ernie. He brings up good points that you have brought up here, and you think about this how many people, I mean, what happens if that many people should lose their homes? That would obviously that would have a total negative impact on everything across the board, wouldn't it, Bob?
Right, and then the question arises, who gets the homes?
Ah, that's the key question, isn't it? Huh?
And that, of course, will be the United States government, which will be controlled by these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step is, well, you lived over that house over there, and we've decided that we're going to allow you to stay there.
Uh-huh.
But, pardon me?
I'm saying, uh-huh. I'm following.
And so then they have control over where you live, because they might have, and let's say that's in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that they have an empty house they want you to live in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and they might ship you there. But they might not ship your children. They might ship your children to a school in the state of Virginia, and they might decide that your wife is going to work in San Francisco, and you live in San Diego,
mm-hmm.
and you get together for about 3 weeks every year.
That's nice. Yeah, that's pretty good.
But that's
around Christmas time, Thanksgiving.
It's total control.
Yeah, well, out of the chaos comes order, doesn't it, and control.
That's right.
And right here in my state, Rhode Island, we just had one of our brilliant soothsaying economists come out from the University of Rhode Island and admit the state, as far as he's concerned, is officially in a recession. Well, again, he's a little bit late, but at least he had the temerity to say the R word. Now, it just so happens that if you read the pages of the rag sheet, the Providence Journal, you will see in the Sunday edition, where, of course, you know, you have the largest display of help wanted ads, right? I counted 3.5 pages of help wanted ads. Now, that used to be 30 pages and more. Now, at the same time, the mortgagee sale, guess how many pages there are for that? About 20.
No.
About 20 pages every day and most on the weekend for these mortgagee sales. So, I mean, hello, you know, we are in a recession, but it's a very bad one. And, you know, this is far worse today than it was in the 1970s, considering all things. And all things are not equal, Bob, but when you look back at the impact, the dollar then was nowhere near as weak as it is today, and depreciating at such a rapid rate as it is now. So we are far worse off, I think, structurally, than we were in the 70s major recession, don't you think?
Yes, I do. And if you notice that since the Second World War, we've had these recurring recessions,
mm-hmm.
and booms and busts in real estate,
oh,
as
yes.
well as in the stock market.
Right, right.
And this is all part of how the Federal Reserve works, and how they work the market so that they can make maximum profits, so that they can then exert more power over the people.
No doubt about that. All right, we're just short on time. We'll be back to wrap things up in the last 5 minutes of the show. If you got a quick question or comment, now's the time. 800-313-9443.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
We are back now, and to sum up in the last few minutes, the jumping of gold prices, silver prices. We also see the jump in obviously the oil prices is just the beginning of what we'll see. Now the national ID card once again In the news, and so many states rejecting it, rejecting the funding for it, and so on and so forth. You know, this whole system is a house of cards. And I believe, as Ernie was implying, what will happen eventually is when the riots ensue and the people no longer can get their monies and their checks and their bank accounts and so forth, it will have to go from a civilian control to a military dictatorship, Bob. And, you know, the Pentagon has made no secret about the RX program, RX-84, and the fact that there are detention centers and camps ready to swing into action across America in that event. In fact, that was in the Washington Post, or Compost, as many people call it, not too long ago. So, you know, it's not just whistling Dixie here. We're talking about some real Illuminati plans, as you have pointed out. But I see that there are people now across this country who are really mad, as you know what. And Ron Paul has become a lightning rod for this. I don't see many Americans, the true Americans, the 5% or more who have always shaped events in history as laying down their arms and allowing themselves to be steamrolled. Do you? Do you, Bob?
No, I think there's awakening out there. It's not as quick as we'd like it, but it's coming, and it shows up in the amount of money that Ron Paul collected.
Yes.
Actually, it wasn't even his idea. Other people did it in for him.
Mm.
And I think that it shows that the radio programs like yours and a handful of others are having their effect. People are going to the internet and to alternative radio to find out what's going on. I think one of the reasons why is, you know, back in the 60s, we had left-wing and right-wing radio stations, and we have stations today that are tinged in those directions, but most of the complaints have brought people together. And they don't care about the isms and the left and the right anymore. They care about the survival of their country. And so there's a real commonality of interest. It started about 4 or 5 years ago,
mm-hmm.
And I watched the composition of my subscription base change dramatically.
Sure.
From a very conservative one to one that moved into the middle,
mm-hmm.
that included people of all stripes.
I'll bet you've seen that number go up quite a bit in the last few months to a year, haven't you?
I certainly have, and I think it's a wonderful thing because, you know, all the things that we had previously been pushed into, such as the left-right syndrome, has been shown for what it is, and that is against the interest of the greater part of the American people.
Absolutely.
And so we got a lot of people who used to argue with each other that don't anymore. We take each other with the warts that we have and do the best what we can do for ourselves together.
Amen. Well, the clock tells me we're out of time for this month, but we'll be talking to you, Lord willing, next month again, Bob. And thank you for all of your great work, and we continue to look forward to each and every broadcast to awaken the public. So I want to take
Well, thank
time
you very
to
thank much.
You.
It's a great honor to be on your program, and I enjoy it very much.
I do, too. Thank you, and best of health to you, and best wishes. Good night, Bob.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hey, and ladies and gentlemen, back again tomorrow night for the hour, beginning at 10 Central, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned to Republic. I'm Rick Adams. Good night, everyone.
Since 19-